Kaitiakitanga o te moana. Kaitiakitanga o te moana means to be a guardian of the sea. Māori have a long and rich history with the sea. Te ikanui a Maui. It is said that on a fishing expedition with his brothers, Maui Tikitiki Ataranga used the magical jawbone of his grandmother as a hook to fish up the North Island. The North Island is known in Māori as Te ikanui a Maui, the great fish of Maui. If you look at a map, you can make out the shape of a large stingray, with Wellington being the head, Taranaki as one fin, Te Tairawhiti on the east coast as the other, and Te Taitukaro in Northland as the long tail. Voyage to Aotearoa. After Maui, Kipe came to Aotearoa. He too was a fisherman who came across Aotearoa while chasing a giant octopus named Te Whiki o Muturangi. More people arrived from the ancestral homelands of Hawaiki on a series of large waka, or canoe. Today, many iwi, tribes of Aotearoa, trace their ancestry back to one of these great waka. Tangaroa. For hundreds of years, the ocean has given Māori food and tools, as well as great places to live, swim, and play. Māori respect the ocean and often call it Tangaroa, meaning God of the Sea. Before ocean voyages or before fishing, it is common for Māori to recite karakia to ask for protection from Tangaroa and offer thanks while they carry out these tasks. As well as great voyages, Tangaroa played an important part in the lives of early Māori. When Pākehā began arriving in New Zealand, they often said how skillful the Māori people were at fishing and diving for food. Fish was one of the main sources of protein for Māori. Apart from food, Tangaroa also provided many other things that were used in day-to-day living. Shark and whale oil was used to preserve birds in hue or gourds. Whale bones were used to make weapons and jewellery, and shells from the pawa were used on carved wharitipuna or meeting houses. The sea is a taonga. Māori people believe that the sea is a taonga tuku iho, a treasure that has been passed down from past generations. By looking after this treasure, the ocean will keep providing for the future. Tikanga, protocols. Tikanga makes sure that there is always a lot of food in the ocean and on land. For example, releasing the first catch of the day as a gift to Tangaroa. Rahui ban. Rahui is a ban on gathering kaimoana, seafood, to make sure numbers don't drop too much. For example, when a fishing or shellfish gathering area was being overfished, a rahui could be placed over that area so that the fish or shellfish numbers would increase.